Welcome to the broadcast of the Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, where Daryl Jackson is our pastor. We're located at 2440 Atlas Road in Columbia, South Carolina, and we're glad you've tuned in. We pray that today's message is a blessing to you. If you desire prayer, our ministers are available to pray with you. Give us a call at 803-776-1238 or call us toll-free at 1-888-776-1238. Today, Pastor Daryl Jackson shares a message titled, Ultimate Power, the Power of His Name.
Worship organically when you think of the goodness of Jesus, all he's done for you. That's organic. Without someone making you do anything. And then it should be authentic. You are not borrowing somebody else's worship.
Right.
The thing that disturbs me so much more about the modern day religious movement is that everybody's trying to duplicate everybody else.
Right.
Trying to emulate everyone else. You do you. Let me do me. However you choose to worship. Some of you don't dance, you've never danced, you don't have to dance. And don't make folk think you have to dance. But if waving your hands is what you do, clapping your hands is what you do, if shedding tears is what you do, that's your worship. Listen to what Jesus says in John chapter 4, verse 24, to the woman at the well of Samaria. Jesus says the day will come, and it has already come, in which God will require those that worship him to worship him in spirit and in truth. So lift those hands and come on Anthony, come on team, and worship.
Oh, my worship, because my worship,
any genuine, authentic worship.
My worship is real.
Eternal Father, we thank you. God, we bless you for this worship experience. We thank you for reminding us that worship is organic. It is authentic. You said to the woman at the well of Samaria that they that worship you must worship you in spirit and in truth. And on this day in which we choose to worship you, I thank you for authentic, organic worshipers. Ooh. Those who are not putting on airs, those who are not fake praising you, but are praising you with all they have. When they think of your goodness, when they think of how you woke them up this morning, when they think of how you protected them over the highways, then they have to praise you. Now, Lord, let the words of our mouth, the meditations of our heart are acceptable in your sight. For you are our strength and our redeemer. It is in your name we pray. God, we pray right now for that family, Sister Shawn Mosley, as she prepares to bury her 16-year-old son later today. We pray for that wife who lost that husband who committed suicide. We pray for that family of our 91-year-old faithful neighbor who lost his life that we funeralized on last week. Lord, we pray for the family of Sister Sharon Brown, faithful child of God, someone who served you faithfully, Lord. Thank you, Lord, as she's transitioned. We commit their families to you and say, touch them once again. This is our prayer. In your name we pray and give thanks. And all the worshipers, help me say amen. Clap those hands and give God your best praise. As you remain standing, amen, we're going to get right into God's word. Several weeks we have been sharing with you a series that is simply entitled Ultimate Power. This is the fourth and final message in this series. Next week, we're going to begin a brand new series that you do not want to miss called The Power of Peace. The first message in that series I'll preach next Sunday simply says, making peace with God. Because you do know you can't have peace with me or you until you make peace with God. Old church said, get right with God and do it. Invite a neighbor and a friend, call a neighbor, call some of those folk who like to sleep in on Sunday morning and say, this is one Sunday I need you to come to church with me. Amen, somebody. Listen, today's text is taken from Acts chapter 4, verses 8 through verse 12, the New Living Translation. Acts chapter 4, verses 8 through verse 12, the New Living Translation. Hear the reading of God's holy word. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, rulers and elders of our people, are we being questioned today because we've done a good deed for a crippled man? Do you want to know how he was healed? Then let me clearly state to all of you and to all of the people of Israel that he was healed by the powerful name of Jesus Christ, the Nazarene. The man you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead. For Jesus, somebody say Jesus, Jesus. For Jesus is the one referred to in Scripture, where it says, the stone that you builders rejected has now become the cornerstone. There is salvation in no one else. God has given no other name under heaven by which we must be saved. And the church and the people that love God's word, help me say amen, amen, amen. Once again, this series is entitled Ultimate Power. This is the fourth and the final message. Help me, somebody. Turn to someone sitting, standing next to you. Simply say to them, the power of his name. Now, before you sit down, I want to make sure I'm in the right church. Before you sit down, wave at somebody and say, neighbor, there is power in his name. Woo. Y'all want to get on the enemy's nerve? Can we try that one more time? Look at somebody and say, there is power in his name. Take your seat before church breaks out. There's something about that name. Something about that name. The power, somebody help me say power, of his name. Listen, for the past 3 weeks, and thank you for so faithfully being here. Those who are listening by way of radio, thank you for your faithfulness. Those who are viewing virtually, thank you so much. For the past 3 weeks, we have talked about a special kind of power. We've talked not about political power, not about economic power, not about social power, but a power that is associated with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We have referred to this special kind of power simply as the ultimate power. Ultimate power simply means a maximum decisive force. We've defined this for the past 3 weeks. That is unmatched. Somebody say unmatched. Which is unsurpassed. Somebody say unsurpassed. And help me say unequal to any other force better and stronger than political power, stronger and better than economic power, stronger and better than any kind of social power. The ultimate power of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. We have shared messages over the past 3 weeks entitled, quote, "The Power of His Blood." In that message, we wanted you to be reminded that the blood still works. Look at somebody and say, it works, it works, it works. Any living witnesses in here? Is there anybody who can preach that to me? Can anybody just talk back to me and say, Pastor, I'm a living witness that the blood still works. Then that second message of this series, we came and simply said to you the power of His Word. We declared not only does the blood work, but His Word still works. The centurion said to Jesus, you don't have to come to my house. All you have to do is speak a word, and my servant will be here. Somebody help me testify and declare the word still works. It works. Some of us, all we have to praise God over is a word. Amen. But those of us who walk by faith and not by how we feel or what we have, we don't have to wait until our blessing is manifested before we can praise God. Just want to make sure I'm in the right place. Is there anybody in here like me know how to give God a praise over a promise? I will make sure. Let me rephrase that. Has anybody ever given God a praise over nothing but a promise? I've got a promise that better days are coming. I've got a promise that it will not be like this always. I've got a promise that I never will be forsaken. Your seed will never beg bread. Somebody declare the word still works. Then on last week, Resurrection Sunday, we came and we said, not only does the blood work and the word works, but His resurrection still works. You can still get up again. Last week's message was entitled, "The Power of His Resurrection." And because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all pain is gone. Anybody know because He got up, I can get up again? I've seen some of you press your way out, pain in your body, sickness in your body, but you had to come because you wanted to declare and decree that the blood, the word, and the resurrection still has power. Somebody say it still has power. And now, my brothers and sisters, on this final Sunday of this series, in this, which is our final message of this series, we would like to focus on something else, the fourth leg of this series. Not only does the blood work, not only does the word work, not only does the resurrection still work, but His name still works. There is power in His name. Look at somebody and say, there is power in His name. May I ask you a question that is not as rhetorical as what it may sound, but it perhaps is a real question. Is there anybody in here, don't fool me now, has ever had to just call on the name? Is there anybody who missed that accident and said, Jesus? Is there anybody when that car ran the red light and you happened to see it and you just stood still, all you could say is, Jesus, something about calling on the name of you. Has anybody ever been sick? Lay your hands on your own body and say, the name of Jesus. Have you ever had to call the name of Jesus over anybody in your family? Have you ever had to evoke the name of Jesus over your children and your grandchildren? Jesus, Jesus. Has the enemy ever tried to take you out but did not succeed, and all you could do is call on the name of Jesus? We've gotten too deep now. We've got all kind of fancy words. We are edumacated. We have matriculated through seminaries and done seminars, and we know all kind of Hebrew and Greek words. We know it, but when you don't know what to say, you can still call on the name of. My mama called on Jesus. My daddy called on Jesus. Some of you are here today because somebody called on the name of Jesus on your behalf while you were in college. Somebody got down on their rusty knees and said, Jesus, protect my granddaughter. Protect my grandson. Woo! Something about that name. Listen, it is said that a good name can open doors of opportunity. Names can convey specific identities or particular messages. Historically, the name Rockefeller signifies wealth. I told the church this morning, I don't know any broke Rockefellers. The name Rockefeller, even the children who don't do nothing have inherited enough money from their great-great-grandfather so that they cannot do anything. It signifies wealth. The name Kennedy, at least it used to, the name Kennedy signifies political power and might. The name Oprah Winfrey, I am told that if Oprah likes what you are selling, you will be a millionaire in 24 hours. I'm told that Oprah have made people rich by just mentioning the name of their book, and it's sold out completely. So the name Oprah brings influence and success. The names of Bill Gates and Steven Jobs are associated with advanced technological achievement. Microsoft, Apple. All you have to do is mention those names and you think of technology. You think of success. Those names are powerful. Rockefellers, Kennedy, Oprah's name, Bill Gates, Steven Jobs. Now, as great as all of these names are, don't y'all make me preach, none of them can compare to the name of Jesus. I don't think in ER, in the emergency room, in intensive care, you call the name Bill Gates. I've never heard of anybody yet on their dying bed say, just go get Oprah to pray for me. I don't think they call on the Kennedy or the Rockefeller name, but there's something about the name of Jesus. When your back is against the wall, when you don't know how you're going to make ends meet, when you don't know how you can come out of that situation, you know how to call on the name of Jesus. Can anybody help me say Jesus? Something about the name Jesus. Now the old church, some of you are too bougie, dignified. Some of you are too polished to understand what the old church did. But they didn't dabble around in a whole lot of fancy stuff. But when they wanted a breakthrough and they knew how to call Mother Anderson, Mother Reese, and some of the prayer warriors, they show up with their big pocketbook, with their big Bibles, and their big bottles of oil. And they would anoint you, and all you would hear them say is, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. I used to wonder if Mother Reese or Mother Anderson knew any other words. Because I would go in noonday prayer service sometimes. I had an office right back there in the Memorial Chapel when I first worked for the church. And they would be in church, and all I would hear them say, and I remember asking my dad one time, I said, Dad, do they do anything other than call on the name of Jesus? He said, Son, do they need to do anything other than call on the name of Jesus? He shut me up right there. I said, I got it, Dad. In other words, if it works, don't change it. Now, I just want to make sure some of you came up perhaps knowing what I'm talking about. Is there anybody ever heard anybody who needed somebody to do nothing but call on the name of Jesus? Can I get about 2,000 folk to jump up one time and say, Jesus? Demons tremble at the mention of his name. Anybody know devils shake at the mention of his name? So before you sit down, you've got 20 seconds to do nothing but call him three times. Name. Listen, I appreciate the last name my father gave me. I appreciate my mother's heritage, but I've never found myself in trouble calling on the name Jackson or Lumpkin or the name Sumter, which is a part of my family. But there are times in my life in which all I could do, sisters and brothers, was to call on the name of Jesus. Any witnesses in here? Is there anybody? All you can do is call his name. Listen, look at this incredible text for the next few moments. In this text, we see the power of the name of Jesus. Peter and John, in the third chapter of the book of Acts, healed a man that was born lame. He had been lying by the gate beautiful. The text goes on to say for 40 years, this man was lame. And they healed this lame man. They were then arrested, chapter number 4. They went into the temple, began to preach the resurrection. And they were arrested by the religious leaders. When they were arrested, they recognized something had happened. This healing of the lame man was the first miracle of the church age after the day of Pentecost. And so in chapter number 4, the religious leaders, they had no power. They had titles, but no power. Can I just say that once again for somebody? I don't know who, but they had titles, but no power. Can y'all help me preach this? Tell somebody, titles with power equals no deliverance. And that's why some of you entitled folk, some of you folk with titles, can't have no deliverance. because you have no power. They had power, but no titles. If you go on in chapter 4, in fact, they called them. The religious leaders said, these are ignorant and unlearned men. But we have taken notice that they had been with Jesus. Something about being with Jesus. So they returned back and said to them, now tell us, having arrested them, kept them in jail overnight, they went back to Peter and John and said, by what name have you done this? They asked the question, by what name have you done this? We're then told that Peter, now filled with the Holy Spirit, boldly speak these words that are recorded to them, particularly look at verses 10 through 12. Peter said, and I'll quote, let me clearly state to all of you and to all the people of Israel that, listen, he was healed by the powerful name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, the man you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead. For Jesus is the one referred to in Scripture where it says, the stones that you builders rejected now has become the cornerstone. Put a pause in that for just one moment. I just need to tell all of you that folk have rejected you, all they're doing is setting up your blessing. All of you that folk have talked bad about you and turned their backs on you, they don't know. All they're doing is setting up your blessing. You need to text, write, send a message to every demon in your life that ever had to stop you and simply say to them two words, thank you. Because what you meant for evil, God intended it for my good. Is there anybody now that's sitting in a position that you would not be in if God had not turned your situation around? Is there anybody that anybody has ever written off? People have said you're not smart enough, you're not good enough, you don't have enough resources to do what you're doing, but God, the stone that the builders rejected now become the cornerstone. There is salvation, verse 12, in no one else. God has given no other name under heaven by which we must be saved. Something about the power of his name. Let us, for the next remaining moments in this message, share with you three key homiletical insights or observations concerning the name of Jesus. Three key things I need you to take with you about his name. Listen, there are people who misuse names all the time. There are people who speak names of people they don't even know. But there's something about the name of Jesus. But can I recommend something to you? Before you use his name, you ought to at least know him. Amen, somebody. You ought to at least have a relationship with him. Three key things. Number one is this. The name of Jesus has power to save, to transform, and heal. That's what the name of Jesus does. Romans 10 and 13 talks about the salvation part. It simply says, for whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now you knew why those old mothers kept you in a room for hours and hours saying nothing but call him by his name. Now you know why they ask you over and over to just say the name of Jesus. Say the name of Jesus. I remember mothers like Mother Sylvia Rose. I was a young boy, and even before we had this church, we were in the Atlas Road Elementary School under the kitchen tables, and she would keep them there all night. She would roll up that dress of hers and get on the floor and say, Jesus, Jesus. Mother Betty King, they would say Jesus so that they couldn't even get the whole name out of their mouth. All they could say, G. But something happened
Some of you, they were praying for you. They had you on their mind. They took the time to, how many of you had grandmamas that prayed for you? They didn't have the best education, but they had a relationship with God. Some of us are blessed today. Some of us are where we are today because we have folk who had us on their mind and prayed for us. Something about that name. It's Savior. Then Acts chapter 4 and verse 10 says it can transform and heal you. You don't have to go any further to look at the transformation of the power of the name of Jesus than the life of Peter. Before Peter was saved and transformed, he was a liar. He was a fighter. He was a curser, didn't it? He used profanity. He cursed some poor girl out before the rooster could crow 3 times. He denied even knowing Jesus. But let me ask you the question. What is the difference between that Peter and this Peter? Somebody say the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. Something about when you call Elder Robert Wilson the name of Jesus, it will change your life. Is there anybody know that I'm a total different person because of Jesus? I'm not what I used to be because of Jesus. I don't go where I used to go. God will take the desire from me. I used to hear the old folks saying, we would laugh at him in church. They would get up and I would fall out and say, thank God because he took the taste out of my mouth. And I said, what in the world? What are you talking about? But then I knew what they meant because somebody got up and daddy would say, boy, don't laugh at him. Do you know that he used to be an alcoholic and he came to the altar and called on the name of Jesus and he hasn't had a drink in 20 years? Don't tell me what God can't do. I know all of you can't do this because some of you are not bold enough to do it. But is there anybody in here who used to be something and God made you something better? You owe God one stand up, shout, throw your hand. Well, I see some of you never were anything. But is there anybody used to be something and God made you? And you just got to give God some. Woo! Look at somebody and say, you are looking at a walking, breathing, living miracle. As you take your seat, throw your head back in Shabbat, the Lord your God, give God your best prayer. In the name of Jesus, I'm healed. You may still feel it. It may still look the same. But I declare and decree that there is power in his name. Is there anybody under the sound of my voice that needs God to heal something right now? Do me a favor, stand to your feet. Anybody needs a healing right now? Come on, all over this place. Stand to your feet. Lift those hands. Lift those hands. And I need somebody around you, behind you, in front of you, just to wave those hands and say, in the name of Jesus, by his stripes, you are already healed. Clap those hands and take your seat. and said, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. He's still a healer. He's still a healer. He's still a healer. Rose, I visited your husband as he was dying. And Elder Frank English, the last words he said to me, he grabbed my hand and said, Dara, he's still a healer. I couldn't do anything but praise God. Somebody ought to help me say he's still. Anybody know he's still a healer? If this earthly house of this tabernacle is dissolved, we've got a building, a house not made by hand. Woo! I love Frank. Frank was my mentor, my cousin, my big brother. And I was depressed, I was hurt when I walked in his room. But he looked at me and said, he's still a healer. Woo! All I can do is give God a praise. Somebody ought to help me praise God. Tell somebody sitting next to you, even if it doesn't look like it, I declare that God is still a... He's a heart fixer. He's a mind runner. Oh, y'all listen. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Second. Yeah, 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 yeah. Second. Second. Key thing is that we have been given the authority to use his name. Look at what Jesus said to Peter in Matthew 16, 18, and 19. He says this to Peter, and also I say to you that you are Peter. No wonder Peter in Acts chapter 3 used his name. And on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades or hell shall not prevail against thee. Look at the authority given in verse 19. He goes on to say, and I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth will be loose in heaven. Look at somebody, say, you have the keys. I told the church this morning, anybody that comes in my house with keys means they have permission to enter. Am I right about it? Anytime you use the keys that God has given you means you've got permission. You've got the permission to use his name. You've got the permission to go to work tomorrow and tell every demon on your job. Now, don't y'all get in trouble. I didn't say get up in anybody's face. Some things you need to say privately. You need to just walk by their office and say, in the name of... Anybody have ever had to call on the name of Jesus? You have the authority to bind and to loose. You have the authority to use his name. And here is the third and the final one as you stand to your feet all over this place. What is authority if you don't use it? Ooh. What is the clout that you've developed if you don't use it? My dear friend who's here today, always here, attorney Clarence Davis. He and I went to law school together. We were talking over the last couple of weeks about his desire to testify at the State House on a critical issue. And he said something to me. He says, Darryl, God has placed me in this position for such a time as this. And he said something, Clarence, and I appreciate this, man. That's why I love you dearly. He says, if I don't use it, what am I here for? Who am I preaching to? God has given you the authority to use his name. And if you don't use it, what are you here for? Look at what Jesus says in Matthew 17 and verse 20, the NIV translation. Jesus says this to those who have no faith. He says, because you have so little faith, that's why you have not been able to turn things around. But I say to you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move, go here and there, and it will move. And this is the part I like, and I need you to help me preach this. Say, neighbor, nothing will be impossible to you. Use your authority. Who am I preaching to? Tell somebody, use your authority. Go home and use the name of Jesus over your children's bedroom. Go home and plead the blood and declare the word and call on the name of Jesus. Use your authority. Somebody help me once again. What's his name? What's his name? I've got to get up out of here because I've got to preach twice again. But I feel something in here. Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, I am a living witness that you can call on the name of Jesus, and it works, and it works, and it. Come on, Zion, help me call him. Help me call him. Make this an old time sanctified church where people just walked around and called on his name. Y'all got 30 seconds to do nothing but. Nothing but. Is there anybody that needs deliverance? Anybody that needs a breakthrough? Anyone needs healing? Leave your seat and meet me at the altar. We're going to declare and decree. It works. It works. That name heals. That name delivers. That name sets free. That. We're going to use our authority and declare no weapon formed against your family will prosper. Woo. I'm waiting on some of you to come. I'm waiting because there's somebody who almost didn't make it last week. And the only reason you're here today is because somebody called on the name of Jesus on your. I know how to call on the name. Woo! There is a name. That's a place I can run and be safe. There is a name that can heal.
that can calm my storm. Ooh. On that name that I call, I can call and be safe. Things will change. Ooh. I said to you, you must have the faith and the courage to believe that things will change. The song says, stand and proclaim. There's no greater name than Jesus. You know what? That name heals all. That name delivers all. It works. Whew. Sing, Bree. Help her out. It works. Amen.
There is a name that's a place I can run and be saved. There is a name that can heal, calm my soul, peace be still. I can call.
Change.
I will stand and proclaim.
If I stand and proclaim,
there's no greater name
that's
than
right.
Jesus. Jesus. And that name heals all.
It heals all.
That name delivers.
It delivers. Guess what?
It works.
It works.
It works. It works. Oh, that name heals all.
That
name delivers.
That name delivers.
I know it works.
It works.
It works.
It works.
It works.
It works.
It works. That name.
That name.
Deliver us all.
That name.
it works. Pastor Jackson, I'm not sure. Listen, some of you would not even be here today if the name didn't work. Somebody called your name. Somebody prayed for us when we didn't have sense enough to pray for ourselves. It works. Come on, breathe.
Say it works.
Everybody in here is a living miracle. These young people testifying, singing, they have their own stories. This young lady singing that song was raised by a single mother. And this May, she graduates from law school, Clarence, with honors. Look at somebody and say, it works. There's some miracles up here and down there. How many of you know that if God had not been on your side, every young person, I'm here to declare it works. And you don't even know how protected you were. You don't even know how God put an umbrella around you. And when the enemy tried to destroy you, the enemy failed. Because the name works. Whew. Close those eyes right now. And after we pray, somebody, all God has ever asked you for is to just say, Lord, here I am. You don't have to straighten up. You don't have to get right. You don't have to be perfect. If you can be perfect by yourself, why do you need God? Whew. But all God requires of us right now is a commitment from somebody to say, here am I, Lord. Here am I. Eternal Father, we thank you. We bless you. We call on your name. God, we thank you for declaring and decreeing that the name of Jesus, it works. Ooh. Ooh. Somebody stands here today because somebody who loved them called on the name of Jesus. Lord, we say thank you. Here is our heart. Take our commitment. We will never be perfect. But we just want to be under your protection so that when and if we fall, you would be there to pick us up again. And all we've got to do is call on your name. But this is our prayer. In your name, we pray. And all of those who know it works, help me say amen. Come on, team. Amen. Amen. Is there anybody here today that just say, here, my Lord, I want to commit myself to you. Anybody? Ooh, anyone want to recommit their life to the Lord? If you, ooh, if you're looking for a church home, if you're looking to go to the next step, just come stand. It works. It works. Ooh, that name, it works. God is calling right now. Anyone. Look at God. Look. Tell somebody it's working.
It works. It works. It works.
It works. God is calling you. You've got to be bold enough to say, here, my Lord, if God is calling you right now, accept that challenge and say, here, my Lord. Amen. Give God a hand of praise. Come on. Lift those hands all over this place as we prepare to leave this place for the homegoing service that starts at 1:30. Amen. Now may the grace of God and the sweet communion of His Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with us now, tomorrow, and forevermore. And the church says,
you've been listening to the worship services of the Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, where Daryl Jackson is our pastor. Our worship services are open to all at 2440 Atlas Road in Columbia, South Carolina, just off I-77 between Shop and Bluff Roads. We will continue to air our services here on the radio. We're also streaming live on our website, bwcar.org, or on Facebook at Bible Way Church of Atlas Road. And now on YouTube, our streaming services are available live on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 11 a.m. and on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. If you've missed any of our services and would like to watch them again, you can get them on demand on any of our social media channels. We invite you to stay in spiritual fellowship with us. To place your order for CD or DVD of today's message entitled Ultimate Power, The Power of His Name, please call us at 803-776-1238. Reference sermon number 042725. Again, the number is 803-776-1238. Sermon number 042725. Tuesday, May 6th, the Midlands Community Development Corporation is participating in Midlands Gives, a region-wide initiative that brings the community together to raise money and awareness for local nonprofits in the Midlands. You can help support the Midlands Community Development Corporation in their efforts to serve seniors and youth by visiting MidlandsGives.org and search for Midlands Community Development Corporation. Complete the giving form and pay with your preferred method of payment. We thank you for your support. We praise God for the testimonies of those who have received Christ and now have a deeper relationship with God as a result of this ministry. To sow a financial seed into this ministry, you can give online by checking the link on our website at bwcar.org. Or you can give right from your mobile phone by texting BWCAR and your giving amount to 73256. That's 73256. You can also mail your gift to Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, Post Office Box 90309, Columbia, South Carolina 29290. Please don't mail cash. Financial donations are being accepted at the church on Tuesdays from 12 noon until 6 p.m. Thank you for your continued support of this ministry. At Bible Way, our mission is to know God, to love, and to serve.